In this week's parsha, one of the sources for the halacha that a person's life takes precedence over the mitzvahs is b'chai behem. Shayaseh ha'osam ha'odam b'chai behem. These are the mitzvahs which a person will do, and he will live through them. Chazal say b'lo she'emus behem. By keeping the mitzvahs, a person is going to die. So we override the mitzvahs for that purpose. So a person's life is very significant to the point that we're going to override, with some exceptions, going to override the vast majority of the mitzvahs for the person's life. We find other places in the Torah talks about this concept. There's a mitzvah makah. A person has a chiyuv to make sure that somebody shouldn't be killed, be damaged because through his property. There's a gemara in Brachas that there was a chassid that was davening by the side of the road, and a big tsar came by and he greeted him, and the chassid did not respond because he was talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And after so the tsar was nice enough to wait and not kill him on the spot. Waited till he finished, and he said, "You know, you were over that which it says in your Torah, but nishmarta mo'ed nafshecheichem. I didn't have to stick around and wait till you finished. Give me a chance to explain myself." He explained himself. It's very nice, but you endangered your life, and nishmarta mo'ed nafshecheichem. Now that pasuk itself actually is written in Parshas Vayeskanan, and it's not written in context of a person's physical life. It's actually referring to that a person should not forget, Klal Yisrael should not forget the Matan Torah. Very careful, you should not forget Matan Torah. So the pasuk is talking about spiritual accomplishments, not physical. But this goy quoted it to the chassid on that topic. Now, the Mershua says that the chassid did not necessarily accept that being a definitive halachic source. That should be understood to be referring to a person's physical life. But the Rambam does quote it. The Rambam took it that this argument that was presented to him by this tsar over here was a valid argument. So we have a responsibility to take care of our health, and that's the Rambam. What's interesting, if you look at the language of the Rambam, I want to point out the language of the Rambam over here, and we'll see there's probably two different halachas. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach Ushmir, there's a halacha called Ritzeach Ushmir Sanefesh, which is the lachas of you shouldn't kill somebody, you shouldn't cause it, that you should not put yourself in a danger somebody else, don't endanger yourself. So Rambam lumped that all together. So in Perek Yud Aleph of that, the Rambam's language is that he talked about the lach of Makkah, and he said it's not only by Makkah, but chen kol mitzvah sheyesh b'sakanas nefashis. Whenever there's any type of danger which could potentially endanger somebody's life, mitzvahs I say, there's a mitzvah say to remove it. Which is the other pasuk that the guy quoted over there, but it's the same idea. It's also written in the context of be very careful, don't forget the day that you stood in Har Sinai. That the apostle is clearly talking about the spiritual danger, but the Rambam quotes it in the context of a person's physical life. He left these things. So besides these very, very imminent dangers, there are things that come and ask because there's potential danger. I'm not endangering anybody else, it's just me. I can do whatever I want. I don't mind. And then the Rambam goes through the list of what those are. So the Rambam, when he talks to someone which is going to danger, a direct danger to a person's life, the Rambam says the language of Isser. The Rambam in his dais, he talks about the types of food that a person should eat, which are dangerous, it's not proper to eat, it's not good for your health. Being healthy is what a Kosher wants from us. You can't understand the Rosh's Torah when you're not well. A person is supposed to be distance himself from things which are not good for your body, and you should accustom yourself to do the things which are healthy. And the Rambam goes to a whole list based on which the vast majority of them are based on Chazals, how a person should be knowing, etc. Then he says, in Lachates, Yesh Mechol Hashem Royim B'Yoyser Ad Ma'oidim. There are certain foods which are very, very bad for you. You shouldn't eat them. So the Rambam's language of a roi la'adam. So Rav Moshe Tshuva and Chosha Mishum Kelebeis says, you know, it's the difference in language where he talks about things which are sakana, direct sakana. The Rambam says iser. Here the Rambam says it's roi, it's proper. So why does he change the language? So Rosh says that even these types of foods which we're talking about, that gives gvina, old cheese and the dogim aluchim, these type of things, meat. Hareil l'guf k'moy samamavis, and it's royal adam not to eat them. Samamavis, it's royal not to eat them. It's dangerous. The Rosh says that even these type of foods, we know that they don't happen immediately. It builds up over a period of time. Some people don't react negatively to having high cholesterol. Some people do. Right? So, do we have a? Can I tell you that it's an issur? The Rambam says I can't tell you it's an issur. Can I tell you that it's proper not to endanger yourself? Yes, I can tell you it's proper not to endanger yourself. I can't tell you it's a language of issur. Issur. So, and the Rosh points out even more. When the Rambam starts the parak, the Rambam doesn't quote any psukim. The Rambam does not bring any source in Torah or Nevi'im Ksuvim to this responsibility. He says it's logical. You got to be healthy, because how can you understand a Kodesh Baruch without being healthy? The Rambam over there, the Rambam gives you this whole slew of psukim that you have to care for. You can't endanger yourself. If I'm going to tell you that eating a lot of sugar is endangering your life, well, why don't I have the same argument? I have a pasuk. No, the Rambam doesn't say that. So Rambam does not see this as an Isser Gomer. He sees it as something a person should be careful about. It's not an Isser Gomer. Fascinating diak Rav Moshe has in a tshuva. The tshuva is actually about smoking. And therefore he says, obviously it's improper to smoke and a person should not do that. But, you know, with all the statistics aside, you know, they once asked a fellow who was 95 and he was still smoking and says, you know, how do you do it? He says, well, I smoked, I was 95. I mean, you know, some people will smoke and live to be 95, and some people won't, you know. But so it's the Rambam puts this in such a category. So Moshe does not see it as an Isser Gomer. Now, that show was written quite some time ago, and some argue that maybe nowadays it would change. But I'm not getting involved in smoking or not smoking. I'm not a big fan of smoking.
Why doesn't that go both ways, though? Like, we have some Isserim, like meat and fish, that clearly are not. I mean, we see non-Jews eating meat and fish together all the time, and they don't clearly seem to be endangering themselves at all. So why does that...
So that's a good question. So the
Even though that's a specific...
That's a very specific thing. But the Rambam says, that was the Tekhanu Sakhama. That means, when Chazal saw that, whatever the issue was that they saw, the Mor says it's kosher tzaras, it could cause you to get tzaras. So whatever they saw it was significant enough that they made an Issur Darabanan on it, and that once they made a Tekhanu, so it remains. You know, so you're stuck with the Tekhanu. You know, until you... even in Chosha Mishpat, in Siman Tav Chuf. So the halachas of being careful about your health come up. The Shmiras and Nefesh Rambams, which are found in Shmiras and Nefesh, come up twice in halacha. They come up in Chosha Mishpat Tav Chav Zayin, and Yerdeh in Kuf Tez Zayin. So they come up twice in halacha. And there in Chosha Mishpat, the Be'er Gerla says that the reason why you have to be careful these items is because Kodesh Baruch wants to be made into a person. And there's an element of it's as if you're like, you know, denying the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu by endangering yourself, you're denying, etc.
Maybe what level of chasash does it have to be out there in terms of...
So it's an interesting question, you know, that's the...
Crossing a street against, you know, say jaywalking or something like that, you know, setting aside the mouth, you know, setting aside
how bad does the odds have to be?
Exactly. So, you know, what kind of danger? Bike riding, you know, I don't know.
So bike riding is an interesting question. I said a little bit of research on some of the statistics. You know, on the numbers, like what's the danger? You know, X amount of miles traveled by bike versus by car versus by foot. You know, the level of danger. There are actually our statistics out there for all those wonderful things, and it's much more dangerous to ride a bike than it's to drive a car.
Right.
It's much safer to take a bus. Right. The difference between the amount of lives lost per 100 million miles traveled by car to bus is a difference of about 100-fold difference. Safety-wise, taking the bus and taking the car. So they say that they quote the Stipler, I mean, he was talking about it still, the Stipler is known to have said that if the Sanhedrin would exist in our days, he would usher people from, the Sanhedrin would have ushered driving cars because of the Sakana, which is now he's talking about Israeli drivers.
In Israel.
You know, so might be a little bit different than in America. You know, I mean, I have that experience of, you know, I was once traveling with. I had to go somewhere, you know, and I had this money driver, and we were going around these mountains by the Har Yehuda over there. And there was one point where, like, the wheels, we went off onto this gravel. I was about this far from the edge of the car going off the cliff, and he's just flying like it's like a meshugana. So I said, okay. I said to myself, incorrectly so, I said, you know, listen, he wants to live also, so he knows what he's doing. There's a fair share of Gemara that Moses says, by an Amma Oritz, you can't trust him with your life because he doesn't care about his own life either. You shouldn't trust him with your life either. So I forgot the Gemara. I said, what am I doing here? Don't do that. Okay. So there is Gemaras that talk about endangering just as opposed to a full body danger. Talks about let's say it's only a danger to eyesight. The more it talks about you can't run because it can endanger your eyesight. You know, the more it does talks about things which are not necessarily life threatening, and the more it seems to, again, the language of the Rambam would be that they're roy, they're improper to do.
But again, what kind of a chashash does that have to be?
What's the numbers? Pashas, and Rosh says a tshuva. He hasn't been talking about a different tshuva. He talks about, can I be a roofer? I want to be, people fall off roofs, and, you know, it's not very healthy to fall off a roof, you know? Part of this account of being you want a construction worker. You know, you got on these, 77th floor on this beam this wide, you know? I mean, it's not the safest thing in the world, right? Actually, if you look at the statistics, the job which has the highest amount of deaths per ratio is fishermen. Fishermen. Commercial fish, you know, people, you know, we go out, it's danger, we don't go out. The guy, it's in Parnassa, they don't make tremendous amount of money on it. He'll go out on an iffy case, and next thing you know, there's a storm and he's done, you know. Right, you know, so they have the highest amount of deaths. The next one after that is construction workers. The next one after that is lumberjacks.
Right. I mean, both say if they're building a skyscraper X, Y, and Z height, statistically, they'll say there are going to be three construction workers who are going to die building this building.
Right.
So would it be mutter to work as a construction worker?
So there's a fair share of Gemara. The Gemara says that you have, the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes in the Chumash one place, it says, that I love when I say is not shoy. So it says a person puts his life to go up and climb in these trees. They used to go. How do you get the fruits down from these high trees? Somebody climbed it. Well, you know, people didn't fall out of trees, right? So the Morris says I love. He's endangering his life. So you have to pay him on time because he's endangering his life. But by doing the work for you. But who gave him the head to endanger your life? So Moshe says these were sakanas rechaikas. They weren't. You know, the ratio. I mean, I think the fisherman was 100 deaths per. You know, in a year. I mean, how many trips did fishermen take out? You know, I mean, they say, well, it's a lot more than, you know, whatever field, you know, whatever numbers they were using, I don't remember anymore. But it's a Sakana Rechaika. Marcia says it's something which is not a Sakana Rechaika. I want to do research in biology with, you know, dangerous viruses. I mean, there's people who die, right? But what are the numbers? The numbers are, they're all Sakana Rechaikas. Nadab Yehuda has a tshuva on that case, though. He says, it's still only mutter if you don't have another option. You know, if I have a choice of becoming I can get a desk job, or I can, you know, a construction worker, everything else being equal, you know, I'd be able to support my family either way, you know. I probably should take it. Halacha would prefer, according to him, taking the desk job. So now, then the question is, you know, are you allowed to skydive? You know, I like skydiving. I mean, I don't. I personally say I like skydiving. I mean, I don't know. I've never tried it. Right? Motorcycle racing, you know, like, you know... Are you allowed to do that? So there's a tshuva from the Shemar Aryeh, was Rabbi Leib Grossness. It was a big dayan in England, '40s, '50s. He says that you can't go for no purpose at all. But the person says, so are you allowed to go on a boat? Am I going to go on a cruise? I mean, it happens sometimes. Things are dangerous. I mean, so. He says, even though the ships nowadays are very safe, he says, but you have no purpose at all. Like, why are you going? But you do. You have a purpose. You want to see the world. The Russian put made a beautiful world out there. There's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that a person will be challenged every beautiful thing in the world, but the person does not partake of it. The Russian's going to ask him, why do you partake of it? The Yerushalmi is talking about food. That any paper type of pairing. I mean, if you go to the H Mart, you know, there's like all these fruits. Like, you know, we're going to all be nitpicks. Like, why didn't you buy the Huda Bunchy fruit? You know, and then try it out. And I like, you know. But the Yerushalmi says the Russian's going to have a tie on you. But there's a famous quote from Hirsch. Where Hirsch says, he took that Yerushalmi, says that means that after 20 years, the Russian's going to say to me, you ever visited the Alps? You didn't see my beautiful Alps that I made for you? I made the Alps. It's a beautiful world. You should see it. You didn't visit the Alps? So he says to go see a new world, Dorm Chidushim, etc. They went into the Midbar. Why, they went to Midbar. I mean, why are you allowed to go into Midbar? I mean, there's some people never make it out of the Midbar, right? That's why Ben Shkreimel, right? So apparently there's a hetzer to go into the Midbar, you know? So you see that there, you know, as long as it wasn't talking about there was this tremendously dangerous thing, you know, if you had a... Now, what about the thrill of skydiving? I don't know. I would be hesitant at saying that that's a valid thing that a person should be doing. Nobody's asking me right now, so I don't have to answer the Shaila of the Meister. Okay, let's say a person wants to become a pilot, you know. So, you know, commercial airliners, they're very, very safe, you know, but you come like in these small planes, there's a lot of accidents, and, you know. So he'd have to do it for Pernosa, would be put there, he'd do it because he wants, you know, it'd help him in some way. He'd do it because he, you know, I'd like to know how to be a pilot, you know. I don't know. Not that I don't have a time to do that, but I haven't done it yet. Okay, so let's look at that pasuk just in the. It's fascinating. The same way the pasuk when Yishmar Tamar L'Nafshe Seichem, and the pasuk Yishav L'Chashem Nafshe Chamoid, which the Rambam quotes those two psukim, and that's the psukim the Gemara quotes, are both said in context of spiritual danger, and the Gemara then allows it to talk about physical danger as well. The pasuk of Achai Behem, Rashi says Achai Behem is Lo Adam Habor. These are the chukim mishpatim. Rashi says Achai Behem. Rashi says Achai Lo Adam Habor. The pasuk is not talking about a physical health. Rashi says it's talking about Lo Adam Habor. That's how and the Targum Umgulus Yechem on the Chayomo says the language also about Lo Adam Habor. And that's the pasuk which Chazal again use of understanding is talking about a physical danger as well. So all our psukim, you know, seem to be talking about spiritual, and Chazal understand it to mean a physical element as well. So I think maybe that's I'm not arguing with Moshe, at least in the world of Machshava. The Rambam sort of ties the two together. The Rambam, when he introduces this idea of taking care of your health, he starts off because what is life for? Life is for Chayei Olam Haba. It's the opposite. The Rambam saw the fact that you're starting with the Olam, with the Chazal saw the message about physical health in a spiritual world, is because that's what Rambam says. The idea of that hayosaguf bori b'sholim midarkei Hashemu shayyefshu shayyavin or yeda v'hu chayla. If you're not well, you can't understand the Rambam's world and the Rambam's Torah. So the Rambam puts the context of taking care of your health in the context of, because that's spiritual. That's a spiritual function. That's how the Rambam sees it. It doesn't see it as the goal over here is taking care of our health, and that's something which is intrinsically good. The Rambam sees it all because I think it's what's merumas in the psukim. You know, where Chazal understand the psukim. All the places where the Torah sends a message to you, according to Chazal, about taking care of your health. It's always in the pasuk. The ikar pshat in the pasuk is referring to Olam Haba, not to Olam Hazeh. It's referring to spiritual, not the physical. So I think that's a fascinating nakuda to think about.
So in other words, it's saying you should be healthy so that you can continue to learn Torah and do mitzvahs.
Right. Or even the language of the Baragel over there was, I think he's saying like the Russia gave you a beautiful matana. It's like an insult to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the goal is okay now. So what do you do with the matana? You gave your kid a toy. So don't break it. That's very important. But then use it. You know. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, the goal is not to just not break it. Right? The goal is to then use it properly. So the same thing would be true if I give my kid a toy. So Kabbalah Chorban, the Rosh gave us a life. The message has to be both elements. I don't want you to damage it because I gave it to you for a good reason. Okay, what's the reason? You can't stop at that point. I think that would be the pshat. Okay.